And that was Stagflation by Red Shadow. We're going to be hearing some more Red Shadow stuff, which I like, and I hope you liked, as I said before. In the studio, so to speak, I should say, in my living room here, with in front of a kind of a makeshift recording setup, I have activist Coral Bruhn. Hello, Coral Bruhn.
How are you doing, everybody?
And Coral, you, I don't know, was dutifully or joyfully went off to a meeting that was in your neck of the woods at the tannery thrown by former Mayor Bruce Van Allen and community activist Rick Longinetti.
Longinetti,
thank you. Around the issue of transportation issues, but the issue that really interested me and that you thought, I guess perhaps also interested you, although maybe you're interested in a variety of these issues, was the attempted proposed use of taxpayer money to move the current library to a sort of ground or basement level position in a five-story parking garage that they want to build over what is now the farmer's market.
Yeah, the library de facto plan, according to Van Allen.
And how many people showed up at this meeting?
Or was it the garage de facto? I don't know. This is a strategy planning meeting, which happens every 2 weeks, maybe once a month, and probably about 20 people were there today.
The strategy, what's the name of the group, do you know?
Campaign for Sensible Transportation.
And have you been involved with this group for long?
Since the No on D issue, which was in probably August of 2016, it started.
Now, you actually have your own transportation because you have a vehicle, but numerous people you know don't have transportation. What's been the situation with transportation in the last year? Has there been a cutback in transportation for folks who have to use bus lines and other services in Santa Cruz?
Cutback, yes, indeed, because of the passage of D, it will reduce the bus use, a bus ability, even though it says it's increased it. There hasn't been any game plan as to getting new routes for people. In fact, some have been eliminated, some bus routes. And so the Metro Center is needing to explain, and they always are at a loss for enough funds to cover their expenses, and that in turn leaves a lot of people having to figure out how to get to work. So, but There are still buses, so the hope is through attending a lot of meetings that the more people know that they can ride the bus, and the more incentive by employees, employers to give bus passes to their employees, that they will in turn use the bus to get downtown, reducing the traffic flow and not needing this big multi-layered car garage or parking garage.
I mean, I know that's okay. I mean, we're kind of primitive facilities here. I went to the meal, the homeless, the Christmas meal. It wasn't just for homeless people; it was for anybody who was hungry on Christmas at the MA, the Museum of Art and History. And there was a relatively small turnout. There was almost no line throughout the entire time I was there. Usually in the past, when this meal was held at the Veterans Hall and other places, there was a long line of people wanting to get in and having to wait until people were let into a much larger dining area. I talked about this in the broadcast I did after the Christmas. But one reason I was told that that was is because there's no transportation on Christmas Day. And so people who most might need facilities and get to them really don't have an ability to do that. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, even though the Metro says that using smaller buses and vans, it costs more for them, there should at least be one service on Christmas and Easter and the other holiday. And what was your question? I don't think it's good that there's no transportation. And they maybe should limit it other times if they have to cut back, but there's three or four times a year that there's no service.
Well, yeah, that's what I was wondering, if, you know, it was the cutback in services that made it more difficult. And I guess there was some relatively large measure that was passed, that you're pointing out, a year and a half ago, to fund I guess it was both to fund the widening of Highway 1 and the library and transportation services. It was all wrapped up in it with a pretty bow, or I'm suspecting it was. And I guess my question is the money that's getting to the Metro Center getting to services, or is it getting into somebody else's pockets and into some other kinds of programs that don't really serve the people that it's supposed to serve?
The passage of Measure D, it was to ensure that the potholes in roads and neighborhood areas would be improved, and there would be more bus stops and better pavement and more sidewalks. And the widening part of the freeway doesn't seem to fit into that. So I don't know how much Metro's really getting out of the deal.
Well, even if it is getting something out of the deal, who decides how that money is spent? Because obviously they're not creating, you know, increased bus lines, right?
The RTC, the Regional Transportation Commission, there are committees part of that as well that I think like the coalitions and like the
Coalition for Affordable Transportation, maybe? I'm remembering acronyms from times past. Well, I guess you chose to attend this meeting today, January 4th, to kind of get some... Well, you say, we're just saying it's sort of strategic planning. What kind of planning are you... was the meeting intended to do? And what has this group been doing in the past? Where is it trying to go?
It was instrumental in getting DSAL completely handled when UCSC, Rick's group, completely satisfied that whole...
They dumped DSAL, as I remember, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they were able to stop the railroading of DSAL through the city. But you're talking about people who were on this. It was a different issue, though, right?
That was a different issue, but that's how it started. And then in 2008, the idea of a parking structure was brought up for the first time. And it would be in the center of the current farmer's market. And that was obviously not going to happen because they won that case. They convinced city council before anything was done.
But now it's back again.
Now this is back bigger and better, and maybe it is Martine Bernal's idea because he wants a great big brand new library. He's gotten other kinds of funds to pay for the costs, and it's kind of it's something that if people are interested, they should come and there's lots of stuff online that you could find out through sensibletransportation.org.
SensibleTransportation.org?
Yes.
So what we're going to do now, unless there's more comments you want to make about this meeting, is simply play an interview you had with Rick Longinotti afterward and brought it up here. And on one of, you made this interview on this fine little antique tape recorder.
Someone asked if it was a Walkman, and he said, why, yes, but... It doesn't really operate like a Walkman.
It certainly doesn't walk, that's for sure. It requires you to drive it up here. Well, I'm going to play it, and I'm not quite sure of the quality of the recording because we are doing this sort of directly speaker to mic, so be patient, all you listeners, and we'll see if Rick has some words of wisdom and or at least something that can be worth listening to. And here we go.